A train that derailed in East Palestine, Ohio earlier this month included 20 cars carrying hazardous materials. 10 of those cars came off the rails, 5 of which were carrying a chemical compound called vinyl chloride. It's a gas that's used to make a variety of plastics. It's harmful, though, when humans ingest significant amounts of it. The EPA and the railroad operator released the derailed vinyl chloride in a controlled burn to try and mitigate the risk to humans and other wildlife in the area. But the presence of the toxic chemicals created fear for the surrounding community and conservationists around the country. We're learning more now about what vinyl chloride actually is and what it's used for. Alex Jordan is Assistant Professor of Plastics Engineering in the Engineering Technology Department at UW-Stout. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Can you tell us a little bit about, for those of us without a chemistry degree, what vinyl chloride is?
So vinyl chloride is the monomer that's used primarily to make the polymer or plastic polyvinyl chloride, PVC, which is recycling symbol number 3. It's largely, the vinyl chloride is largely derived from petroleum-based feedstocks, where we can convert low molecular weight gases, like ethane into ethylene, and crack that down and further convert that to become the vinyl chloride monomer.
And then you mentioned this is PVC. I think we've all encountered PVC pipes. There's a lot of products. I'm guessing this is an incredibly a common product if it's the VC in PVC.
Correct. And due to the nature of the VC monomer itself, it's largely used mostly entirely to manufacture PVC. So the demand for vinyl chloride largely follows the demand for PVC, which is linked to construction.
And then what form does vinyl chloride travel in, a liquid or a gas?
It's typically transported as a gas. It's usually transported or handled in a double wall container where it's stored inside one container. And then between the first and second container, there's an inert gas like nitrogen. So if there is a small leak in the inner container, there's a detector that can detect that leak as when the VC gas mixes with the nitrogen gas. And it'll trigger a safety shutoff where that goes to a residual underground storage facility. Now, when you're transporting it, you obviously don't have that residual facility, but OSHA and EPA regulations for handling the material are fairly stringent. So you have a lot of protection there.
And what is it about vinyl chloride that makes us want to be so careful with it?
It's a flammability risk, particularly in the presence of oxygen. It's also a known carcinogen. Actually, prior the early 70s and before, it was actually used as the aerosol propellant for various products. And then once we kind of realized that it's a carcinogen, it was removed from those applications.
And maybe a dumb question here, if we want to use PVC for various plastic purposes, do we have to have this vinyl chloride to make it, or are there workarounds?
Currently, there are no commercially available or sustainable workarounds. So we really do use vinyl chloride monomer almost exclusively to make PVC. Typically, vinyl chloride monomer is refined from crude oil, and it's largely converted and polymerized into PVC at a site very close to, even sometimes in the same facility, that the VC monomer is actually created. And then once it's polymerized, we add stabilizers to it so that we can use it out in the environment. But even without the stabilizers, once it's converted into plastic pellet, it's very, very safe and stable.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'm hearing you say, usually if we're making vinyl chloride gas, we're using it on site to make something like PVC. But in this case, it was being transported. Do you have a sense of how much vinyl chloride is transported from site to site as opposed to used where it's made?
I don't actually have that in front of me.
Oh, that's fine. I was just popped into my head there. Now, when we talk about the toxicity of vinyl chloride, how does it compare to other chemicals that might be used in the plastic process?
It would be slightly more carcinogenic. There's a wide range of chemicals that are actually used to manufacture plastics. All plastics are derived from various monomers. For instance, polyethylene is derived from the ethylene monomer. Things like polystyrene are derived from the styrene monomer. You can have PET, recycling symbol 1, that's polyethylene terephthalate, comes from terephthalic acid and ethylene glycol. They all have some safety issues, but typically we will have those monomers with an inhibitor and a stabilizer for safety, as well as for protecting their reactivity so they don't form a polymer prematurely where we can't use it.
And I got to ask, Alex, before I let you go, whether it's people you know or your students or other media, is this accident in Ohio getting a lot of people interested in asking their local plastics engineering professor what this stuff is?
I've gotten quite a few questions. I know some of my colleagues have as well. A lot of people asking what we can use as a substitute for polyvinyl chloride, the polymer that comes from it. You can imagine that as demand for polyvinyl chloride would decrease if it could be replaced with other plastics or plastic composites, the demand for production and transport of vinyl chloride monomer would subsequently decrease.
And is there something that people are looking at as a substitute product for PVC?
Right now, the abrasion resistance and the chemical stability really make PVC ideal for like siding and piping applications. But there are people using things like cross-linked polyethylene, PEX, PEX tubing, and the competitive like PVC can be used for food-grade packaging. It's actually that safe. But you can also use things like polystyrene and PET. So as we learn more about the material science of various plastics, you may see some plastics come more into demand, and other plastics that have traditionally dominated certain markets may start to fall off in favor of other plastics.
Alex, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Alex Jordan, assistant professor of plastics engineering at UW-Stout, with us to tell us a little more about how manufacturers make and use vinyl chloride, one of the toxic chemicals released in the train derailment earlier this month in East Palestine, Ohio.